3,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a subject or an issue matter that I believe should be understood by each and every one of us. As Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to understand and recognize what God is doing. You see, for the past 10 years approximately, I'm not trying to get down to the days and months, approximately 10 years, Donald Trump has been persecuted, prosecuted, and lawfare used to try to destroy the man's life. It's been brought about by several key players, orchestrated out of the White House with Otto Penn Biden, carried out through the DOJ and the FBI, including James Comey, the former FBI director, and Christopher Wray. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about using the example that is found in the narrative that is given to us in the little book of Esther, where Haman, one of the chief honchos in the king's cabinet at that time, Haman made the decision that because he hated the Jews, he got the king to sign a decree. The decree was sent out to 128 provinces in the land to, at a certain point, certain day, certain time, to kill all of the Jews. That plan, plot, was ultimately discovered by Mordecai and by Esther, his niece, that had been elevated to the position of queen in the nation. And as a result of that, the king then ordered Haman to be put on the gallows and hung on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. That's what I call ultimate justice. Ultimate justice. That's what I call the when the hunters become the hunted. And ladies and gentlemen, we see that being played out today. Fannie Willis, for example, the prosecutor in Georgia, James Comey, the former FBI director, and now even James Comey's attorney is being brought into it. Look at the headline. Prosecutors go after James Comey's attorney, Patrick Fitzgerald. Justice Department prosecutors are attempting to bring into court doubts that FBI Director James Comey's lead defense attorney can represent him fairly, given the fact that Comey's history being investigated in a new legal dispute in the case that Comey's team has already called an effort to defame. Prosecutors suggested late Sunday that Patrick Fitzgerald could have potential conflict and disqualification issues in this case because Comey used the attorney to disseminate classified material in 2017. And the article goes on and on. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, the onion is being unpeeled. The players that brought about fabricated lawfare to destroy Trump are now being the ones that are investigated. It was Comey that used and pushed the and promoted the Russiagate lie against President Trump. He's the one that caused and brought about and helped and assisted with the two attempts to impeach President Trump. It was James Comey, and now he's being brought to justice under the long arm of the law that seemed to be elusive for several years now. I believe we have Marshall on the line. Marshall, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, thank you very much for taking my call. First comment, you asked rhetorically if anybody had ever read the Book of Esther. That's a distressing it's a distressing question, because we are where we are in America today, in my opinion, because men have not read the Bible through comprehensively, if they've even read it at all. Mm-hmm. And I think as a result of that, what's happened is we've missed the fact that you understand, I don't mean to speak for you, but I think I can say very accurately that you understand what I do, that the Democrats, like Haman, have an intention for America, and the intention for America can be nothing other than, by their demonstrated actions, to collapse this nation. I believe that they intentionally want to collapse this nation, either because they're trained subversives or because they have another agenda where they see themselves in a one-world government, and they see America subsumed into that one-world government, and perhaps they have a major position. Well, whether I'm right or wrong doesn't matter. Here's what I want to say, and I appreciate your taking this call, and I want to make this statement clearly in the beginning. This is not a statement of threat. I'm not making a threat in any way. I'm going to speak from historical fact. We're going to go back to the Punic Wars. There were three of them. And I haven't studied this in a while, so I'm going to have to be careful in my facts. But here's what happened, or here's what I want to say. If, in fact, what appears to be happening, and you're right on, if Donald Trump is Mordecai and the Democrats and all their cronies are Haman, then they're going to be hung on the gallows that Haman intended for Mordecai. Mm-hmm. But let's say that doesn't happen. Let's say these cockroaches weasel out because of the liberal judges that are in our system now. They weasel out of it. And so now we end up in a stalemate. We have a president who is doing what is right, but we have the cockroaches out there that are doing everything they can to oppose him. What will happen? Well, America will collapse. Woody's opinion, but America will collapse. We can't continue in this horrible schism that we're in right now. We will collapse as a nation, one way or another, economically or kinetically, by attack on the outside. Well, here's what I want to say. This is what happened in history based on the Third Punic War, when General Scipio the Younger went down in 149 B.C. to do what Cato told him to do. You better go down there and get rid of Carthage, because they're our ally, and until Carthage is gone, we're not going to be able to do anything. So Scipio began a three-year siege of Carthage, and the net result was the complete obliteration of the culture of Carthage. It doesn't exist today. You go to Tunisia, and there's very little left of what Carthage was. But here's what happened in the moments before the collapse, when the citizens realized that their legislators had caused this horrible catastrophe, the loss of their nation. They went into the legislature, and they pulled the legislators out in the streets and slaughtered them, every single one, as they themselves were eventually slaughtered by the Romans under Scipio. We don't understand, I think, just how serious the situation is.
That's right.
Probably
That's
part right. of God's judgment. And I'm gonna quit here in 30 seconds, so bear with me.
That's all right, go ahead.
But you are so right. This is very much a Mordecai Haman circumstance. And these people, Dan Goldman this morning was saying a bunch of dumb stuff. You know, famous as Goldman Sachs, a rather wealthy guy, stupid Democrat, and shifty shift. But The worst one is this Jeffries, in my opinion. He represents the worst of the worst.
Hakeem
but
Jeffries.
If these people, Hakeem Jeffries, yeah, that Hakeem is a clue, just like Barack was. If we do not get control of this government, if Haman is not hung on his own gallows, this nation will collapse. And that's right. Based on nothing more than historical data. This is a war we've got to win. I'll go back to the very beginning. Our problem is that most of us have never read the Bible through cover to cover comprehensively. If men would do that, if they would read the Bible and understand that God has already laid out what's going to happen, maybe we would have not gotten ourselves in this situation. I appreciate yes. you making that analogy this morning. I'm going to shut up.
Marshall, I want to ask you a couple of questions while we have you.
Go ahead.
As we look at what is taking place now, we've got, for example, Fannie Willis and James Comey and Letitia James and John Brennan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole
yes.
list of others that time will not have opportunity for us to go through. Do you find it intriguing, that's my term, intriguing, that the very things they were prosecuting Trump on, the very things that they were claiming on Trump, have now done an implosion and coming back? For example, Letitia James had the high profile. She was elected on the basis that she was going to put Donald Trump in jail. All of the puffed up, fluffy, fabricated charges about bank fraud, et cetera, et cetera, giving the value of Mar-a-Lago at about, I think they said about $15 million, when it was worth about $150 million, claiming that he had defrauded banks, et cetera, yet every bank wanted to do business with him because of the profit they had made from it. But nevertheless, with a phony, false, fraudulent judge and Letitia James with lawfare, phony, false charges, they wound up with the indictment with 34 charges that were all based on, quote, bank fraud. And a 500 and some odd million dollar, judgment against him, pushing to collect it. And now, is it strange to you? Here's the question. Is it strange to you the way God is operating that Letitia James is now indicted and charged with bank fraud? The very thing that she lied about in the phony, false, fluffed up charges against Donald Trump. How do you view that? I look at it almost with laughter. Not that I'm laughing at anybody's downfall, but I look at it almost with laughter of how God is turning these things back to the ones that made the charges, made the complaints, made the prosecutorial lie, and bringing it back to their plate. What say you?
Is there any need to prove God? Absolutely not, but he's doing it for us. He's showing us, and you and I have had the conversation. I believe God is giving us all sorts of signs. And we're going to find out where we are with respect to God's judgment of these people that are standing on the gallows now that they have built for themselves. Fannie Willis and the others, there's so many of them. And I think it's interesting that there's a psychological principle here where people who are committing crime often telegraph it in the things that they accuse other people of doing. And so many of them, as you said, are guilty of things that they're ascribing to Donald Trump and other people that they want to bring down. That's God's fingerprint on this. God is still working. I don't know where he's going to go. My personal feeling is America is under God's judgment. I'm working on a book right now that deals with where I think that where we're headed. Not trying to speak as a prophet, but just as an old military intel guy, where the dots line up and where we're headed. We have an intentional group of people who want to bring this country down, and they're called Democrats. And I agree with something you said on the radio several times, I think last Monday. How can you be a Democrat and call yourself a Christian or a patriot? It's not possible. And I'm going to put it in print. You cannot be an intentional Democrat or empower them and have any hope of eternal life absent repentance. You can't do it. These people are trying to bring America down. Pray God that they're hung on Haman's gallows, because if they're not, well, what's next is a little bit concerning, and it will be open civil war in this country and violence that we've never seen. It's just the lesson of history, one of the examples of which was the Third Punic War.
So, bottom line, let me ask you an exit question. As we speak to our listening audience today, most of whom I pray are saved, what do you say, in view of what we know and what we're seeing, what is the challenge, the charge to Christians, to the listeners today? As I go back to often to Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? What is the challenge? What should be the takeaway from our conversation today?
Well, first of all, Ezekiel 3 and 33 are the great watchmen on the wall chapters. And if the people do not heed the warning and they're overtaken, then the blood of the people is on the head of the people themselves. But if the watchman sees the enemy coming and fails to sound the alarm, then the blood of the people is upon the head of the watchman. Here's what that means. We are biblically ignorant as professing Christians. The body of Christ knows nothing about the Bible. That's why you had to say, if you read the book of Esther. The first thing we need to do is get our noses in Scripture, repent of what we've done, get our noses in Scripture, and then we follow 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, which simply says we must preach the gospel in season and out of season as we see the evil approaching us. It has to be done. We must share it. Then we must do what you said on previous programs. These penny-waste preachers have got to start preaching the real gospel from the pulpit and begin to take stands as the real patriot pastors did 250 years ago. We cannot afford to be inert. We must write. We must speak. We must get out and do what the knuckleheads did last weekend protesting the king. We need to protest the leadership also. We need to protest the cockroaches in the Democrat Party that are destroying this nation. I hope that's not too strong, but...
No, you're exactly right.
That's what I feel.
You're right. It deserves our attention. It deserves our prayer. It deserves our studying the Word, knowing the Word, applying the Word. And as I've said so often, Marshall, that pastors need to grow a spine and speak the truth from the pulpit, do the challenge based on God's Word and God's authority, and not have the fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. But we need to, as Christians, grow up, stand up. And you've heard me say before, I'm sure, back in the 60s, J. Vernon McGee called it panty-waist preachers. Panty-waist preachers that would not take a stand.
Oh, J. Vernon McGee.
That's right. Bless his heart. Marshall, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about when the hunters become the hunted. I've used as my illustration today the little book of Esther. Esther, you find very, very clear, very definite as we see it, God's hand at work in bringing about justice, even in the midst of lawfare that was taking place in that text, where Mordecai, the Jew, his niece Esther, that was elevated to the position of being Queen Esther. And when it was discovered by the king what Haman had done, and Haman had tricked him, Haman was intending to kill all of the Jews. And when that was discovered, then the king ordered that Haman be hung on the gallows that he built to place Mordecai on. That is a good illustration of when the hunters become the hunted. We talked about Fannie Willis in the state of Georgia with the prosecution, false prosecution of Trump. We talked about James Comey, the former FBI director. And I just, a little footnote to that, God's not blind. Man is not operating in a vacuum. Our society is not operating based on the whims and the wishes of the political left and the socialist, Marxist, communist media. God doesn't operate on that. It doesn't sway God at all. And then we come to Letitia James. Now, that's a laughable case all in itself. We touched on that a moment ago, just as we took our call from our previous caller. But, ladies and gentlemen, she was the New York State prosecutor who was elected based on a promise that she would destroy. She didn't use that term. Based on the promise that she would destroy, that is to imprison Donald J. Trump. The case was absolutely orchestrated. Listen, the case was orchestrated not out of Letitia James' office, though it was. It was orchestrated right out of the Oval Office under the leadership of Autopen Sleepy Joe Biden, through Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice, through Jack Smith, which was the henchman that was used to bring these cases about. In fact, Jack Smith is about to be prosecuted himself. I'm looking at an article that says Jack Smith was a rogue special counsel and weaponized his witch hunt against Donald Trump and senators. In fact, it was discovered that Jack Smith had had several senators, I believe it was 8, 9, or 10 senators, telephones tapped. Now, that's an old term, but a modern term does not apply in that. But their phones were tapped, listened to, recorded as to who they were calling and so forth. Claimed to be as a result of January 6th in the Capitol riots, as it was called, to find out who was involved in what was being said. But going back to Letitia James, ladies and gentlemen, she brought charges. She got a guilty verdict, 34 phony charges, an indictment against President Donald J. Trump. You recall it was Letitia James that prosecuted President Trump in those so-called bank fraud charges with a verdict. $500+ million fine. Corrupt judge handled the case. President Trump, then candidate Trump for his present 47th president's office, but former 45th president. So it was President Trump as candidate for Trump again that they almost bankrupted the whole Trump organization. The political persecution and prosecution never seen before in the history of America. It was on trumped up, listen, if I can use the term, trumped up phony charges that Letitia James had developed under the leadership of Jack Smith and the DOJ Merrick Garland, and trying their best to destroy the reputation and the, how would you say, the funding of the entire Trump organization. They hated Trump. But yes, of course, the high courts overturned the verdict, but now Letitia James, hear me, Letitia James has been indicted for guess what? Bank fraud. Lying on applications for loans. I think not just one, but two, perhaps three, or others. And so my question is God asleep? No. Is God a God of justice? Absolutely, unequivocally. Is God one that will take that which has been done wrong and turn it around and make it right? You remember the story of the narrative of Joseph in the Bible, where his brothers had sold him into slavery. And when ultimately he was the savior for all of Egypt by the position and the wisdom that God had given him after 13 years of being before 13 years of being thrown into prison. And as a result, ladies and gentlemen, listen, Joseph said that his brothers, when he talked to them, you meant it for evil, you meant it for bad, God meant it for good. So what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, though it's horrifying, it's wicked, it's evil with the lawfare that is taking place, God is turning that around as we witness it today. God is making it right. And don't forget, I touched on this a moment ago with our caller. Don't forget John Brennan. John Brennan, the former CIA director, the one who submitted an affidavit. Listen, he submitted an affidavit to the courts signed by 51 intelligence agents that swore under oath that the Hunter Biden computer, his laptop of Hunter Biden, was simply a Russian disinformation plant to sway the election. Ladies and gentlemen, now, guess what? It's John Brennan that's being indicted for lying on several occasions to Congress. John Brennan is the one that is under the gun. John Brennan is now one of the ones that is being hunted. Let me just read you an article. Chairman Jordan refers John Brennan to the DOJ for criminal prosecution. Chairman Jim Jordan referred former director of the CIA, John Brennan, to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution after Brennan knowingly made false statements during his transcribed interview before the committee in 2023. While testifying, Brennan made numerous willfully and intentionally false statements of material fact that were contradicted by the record established by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the CIA, including falsely denying that the CIA relayed on the discredited Steele dossier. It's called the Russiagate disinformation campaign. In drafting for the post-2016 election for the Intelligence Committee assessment, falsely testifying when he told the committee that the CIA opposed including the Steele dossier in Intelligence Committee assessment. Brennan's assertion that the CIA was not involved at all with the Steele dossier cannot be reconciled with the facts that is now available. A newly classified document shows, first of all, CIA officer drafted the annex containing a summary of the Steele dossier. Brennan made ultimate decision, along with the FBI Director James Comey, to include information from the dossier in the CIA. And John Brennan overruled senior CIA officers who objected to the inclusion of the dossier material, knowing that it was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC and was fake, phony, and false. It is significant, ladies and gentlemen, that we see the hunters now becoming the hunted in this process of justice in America. And ladies and gentlemen, it appears that God is still on the throne. I've never doubted that. It appears that God is still seeking out and will bring about justice in this whole world. Ladies and gentlemen, as our previous caller said, I believe we're looking at what the Democrats have wanted to do, implode, destroy the integrity, the warp and the woof of the United States of America with all of these phony, false, trumped-up charges, and now they're coming to fruition, and those that are the prosecutors are now becoming the prosecuted, and I believe that it is God's justice that's being meted out. But listen, the cases are not fully over. President Trump just filed a court request through the FBI and the DOJ asking the federal government to pay him $230 million for false prosecution. Now, it's being laughed at by the Communist Network News. They're saying that's just fake, phony, and he ought not to have that money. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, it is my prayer that President Trump will receive 100 cents of the $230 million as a fee or a repayment for false prosecution by the federal government. We need to pray and ask God, ladies and gentlemen, to continue to illuminate and bring about in the unpeeling of the onion and prosecute those that have tried to destroy the integrity of our government and of the fundamental foundation of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.